Okay, we have an action item and an information item, but I think we're gonna, with the committee's indulgence, it would be good to do the information item first because it kind of follows behind the discussion we just had. So, who's going to do? Okay, Ms. Stanley?
I'll quickly introduce Mr. Scott.
Okay.
And just say that it's important that we just very quickly discuss this information item because I think it falls exactly on the kind of conversation we just had. We just had three CIOs from three participating jurisdictions come in and provide assistance and insight to us. What we want to do, what we want to move forward on is a program overall where we at all different levels in the organization can share staff and resources between other partner jurisdictions in the federal government as a way to bring expertise and talent into the authority and to gain experience for people in the authority and other jurisdictions and vice versa. So this is just kind of following on discussion with that.
Does that answer all? Wiggins, who will be presenting.
Good morning, everybody. The Division of WFDA is pleased to announce the development of the Management Exchange Program. This program has been designed for the purpose of hosting and lending managerial and professional staff for the purpose of enhancing the organization. In other words, people can bring some skills to the authority, or the authority employees have some skills that another agency or organization needs, they could go to that place. It's available right now to non-represented employees from WMATA, from the federal, the local government, or any other public or private agency within the region. And we did that so that we aren't caught up with relocation and all those kind of complexities. There are two opportunities to gain and two opportunities to lend expertise, which would be facilitated by an agreement. It would be the host of the lending or receiving organization, the general manager of WMATA, and the participant. And we would attach that to an MOU that would go into detail about the assignment, such as the length of the assignment, what the goals are and objectives, and any other details that are related to that particular assignment. The budget impact would depend on the type of exchange and will be handled through existing policy. Do you have any questions? It's experimental, and we we'll kind of figure it out as we apply it.
The only question I have is, I see here that we will reimburse an organization where we are loaning a person to that organization and will be responsible for a loaned person if that's happening to get expertise. But do we anticipate that we will be available for an exchange such as the one we described so that maybe
designed to do
both ways? Yeah.
So the idea is that there's some training or experience that someone could get by working outside in another organization for some time. It's an inexpensive way of gaining that training experience rather than going through maybe a formal training course. Maybe there isn't such a course. We would expect and welcome the opportunity to avail our organization to people gaining that kind of exposure and experience here at their cost as well.
I think you might want to add that to this proposal so that it's clear.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I got a question, I guess, on the budget issues. Look, my reading's right, we pay both ways. When a WMATA employee is loaned to another organization to gain expertise, WMATA will be responsible for the cost. When an employee from another organization is loaned to us, WMATA is responsible for the cost.
Well, but there's another situation. That was what I was asking for. That is not captured here. And that is if somebody comes here to gain expertise, then they would pay.
Right.
And I think since we're talking about an exchange program, it ought to go both ways.
Well, we say there are four types of exchanges covered. Two of the types would have a budget impact. Two of the types would actually have no budget impact. And in fact, we'd be gaining resources. No reflection in the budget, so.
Right, it does say that, but, okay.
So, in the other sense, where an employee from another organization comes to WMATA to gain
expertise, then the other organization would pay.
That's
correct.
So if a local jurisdictional fire department wanted to send someone to our Harmon Turner training facility for a month to learn how to do transit safety training, they would pay for that person to be.
Right, and the only concern I have is that that's not said here, and you may want to say it. Because if you are looking to this policy for guidance, then you'll want it to be comprehensive. Okay, I think the executive summary is good. You probably will in the future want to give us the details as well, because you know we can't escape getting into the details. Even though we say we don't, and I understand, we won't get it done. So you might want to give them to us.
No, we'll read between the lines.
Okay, great. Mayor Yule, I'm sorry. Were you finished, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mayor Yule.
This management exchange program, is this something that's in place now or just created?
New program that we're instituting.
Okay, so is it being created? I mean, has it been ongoing dialogue with other jurisdictions and nonprofit agencies and anyone else about whether they participate in this? And is there some review that's been executed?
It's a chicken and egg issue, really. We needed to have some kind of program in order to go have the dialogue. What I, from prior experience with the federal government and working with the district government, we gained tremendously having the ability to have details, loan people from agencies.
No, I'm not opposed to it. I just want to know if this is something that we're creating, WMATA is creating, and we're going to go out and sell it. Is this something that's already existing, and we're just going to be getting authorization?
Some other agency, some other jurisdictions have this within the jurisdiction. The federal government has it between the federal government and the District of Columbia. We're creating this, and in fact, I'm coming to the CAO's committee later on this month of the COG and inviting the other jurisdictions to use WMATA as an opportunity to broker this kind of experience, because as we learned from the CIO's tremendous amount of value stored up in our jurisdiction departments, and we have an opportunity to have them.
Thank you. Charles.
Who picks the people?
From WMATA.
Who picks the participants in this program?
Well, every agreement would have to be approved by the general manager. So at the end of the day, it would have to be justified to me, and I would have to sign off.
Would you have a problem if it was approved by the board as well?
No. I mean, I wouldn't in principle. I just think it could add another.
I have seen these programs before, and it's a lot of times it's just a way to take an employee that you're not happy with and you don't have the guts to fire and send him to another agency for a while. And, you know, maybe if you were sending him to an agency that wasn't funded by public dollars, I'd be happier about it. An agency, a company that has to make money to survive. You don't know.
Yeah, this was an idea, another way to avoid...
Just to shuffle around the maze of government employees for not, you know, and I just view it as a way of not taking, you know, an escapement, because you don't have the trust.
I don't think anyone would accept a shuffle from us, and I don't think we would accept a shuffle from anyone. And it would, the terms would be limited, and if it appeared to be a shuffle rather than beneficial, you would terminate or they would terminate.
Are you finished?
Oh, I'd just like to have the board have the final say on who goes where and who we get. I mean, these people just appear occasionally, and you leave. something the board probably shouldn't be doing, but in this case, and I think it has to be.
Well, I think maybe a way we could do that is we could present to the board, you know, as this program gets going, we could present to the board who came and who went, or who's coming and who's going. So if the board is interested or has a curious about it, provide a monthly report or something, rather than going through a board approval process, like me, the committee, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I mean, it's playing the board just to embarrass them, excuse me. It'd be nice if you started to like UPS or some other places.
Well, and
another government bureaucratic agencies.
Ideally, maybe we could get people from UPS, and vice versa.
My chef.
Would the assignment be voluntary assignment or mandatory?
It'd be voluntary. It'd only be people who are interested in doing this. We aren't going to find the jurisdictional equivalent of Siberia to send people to for failure to perform. I think Charlie's point is a bigger one.
Yeah, that would address them to Charlie.
Right.
I think
of course, there is no jurisdictional equivalent of Siberia.
Well, maybe. You can ask.
I think another way to address this concern is there will have to be a policy implementing this. I mean, it'll have to be a program. I mean, this is kind of a concept, but there would have to be a program spelling out the policy and procedures, I guess.
Right.
And if we could just see that, I think that would help go a long way toward being more specific about how this would be used, who would be eligible to participate. Some of all of that can be accomplished in a policy. The procedures.
Madam Chair.
Dan.
One area, certainly by and large, we're focusing on technology. As we were discussing earlier today about how we're trying to taking a second look at how we envision our future metro stations, land use around cracks up into the state. Fictional staff coming here, the fact that cross-fertilization could save us a lot of embarrassment at good times and also cost of individual staff.
Exactly. So this will, we can look for this to come back to us.
Yes. Coming out the provisions. And
right, okay.
Framework for program.
Fine. Before it is actually implemented. Okay, then if there's nothing further on that, that takes us to the action item.
Yes, standing for the seeking your approval today for the Federal Fiscal Year 07 annual DDE goals. As you know, we come before you each year. We present our goal to you and project the goal of this year will be presented by Ms. Lucy Jackson.
Good morning. As Mr. Scott indicated, I'm going to brief you today on the proposed DDE goals for the federal fiscal year 2007. And I'm seeking approval by this committee of the proposed goals as recommended by the staff in order that those may be forwarded to the board for approval at the July board meeting. The staff is recommending an overall goal of 16%. Such that it is bifurcated into 15% race conscious and 1% race neutral. The goals were derived following the requirements of the federal regulations as set forth in the Code of Federal Regulations, C49 CFR Part 26, which really requires that annual overall goals be based upon the availability of ready, willing, and able district and business enterprise. The goals were developed in the current year 2006 in the same manner that we followed the process that we followed in establishing the goals for the next fiscal year. Basically, we used the TIPS for goal setting and the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program. This is a goal setting TIP or document that's provided by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The TIPS were approved by the Office of General Counsel of the U.S. Department of Transportation Pennsylvania recognizes in an acceptable means and methodology for establishing goals for the DBE program. Basically, we employ a two-step process in completing or establishing goals. In the first step, we establish a base figure, and that figure is established by using data from the U.S. Bureau of Census. We use the exact same data in establishing goals for fiscal year 2006, and also using information from the authority of DBE director. In step two of the process, the base figure was then adjusted to narrowly tailor that figure to fit our program using historical data from the past 5 fiscal years. The result is the goal that we have before this meeting today has been seeking your approval. We also provided for public participation in the goal-setting process. And by doing that, what we've done is publish an article in today's newspaper, allowing a 45-day public comment period, which will end on July 17th. Actually ends on the 15th, but I believe that that is a Saturday. So we've extended it to the 17th. Yes, I'd like to point out that the goal for this year, the recommended goal, is the same as the goal for next fiscal year. And to date, we are now at the end of this first 6-month period, and we'll report into the FDA on that by the close of business today. We're in the process of compiling those figures, and as it stands, as of this moment, we don't have all of the data at hand, but our actual attainment level based upon actual expenditure and payment is around 15.3%. And I feel very confident that we will, in fact, meet the goals of fiscal year 06. Having said that, I am recommending or asking that this committee adopt the recommendation of the staff to advance to the board a proposed goal of 16%, bifurcated into 15% race conscious and 1% race.
Madam Chair.
Ms. Smith.
I move staff recommendation.
With motion and a second, any discussion?
Yes.
I think I heard you,
yes, sir. Well, I just want to say that this is my time to repeat things that I've said previously year after year after year. I continue to be concerned about defining goals. And you've given us the advantage this year of the statement of the previous goal achievements. And we've been through this discussion year after year after year, Mr. Scott, you know what I'm referring to. Going back to when we started this, I have pressed in the past for higher goals, but sometimes I've been stressed and I haven't been successful. I have consistently pressed for those goals. So let me ask the question now, which is why shouldn't we have higher goals?
Can I take an initial stab at that, because I asked that same question, particularly given the achievement we've seen over the last several years. Having a higher goal is not the hard cost. The issue becomes a matter of defending the program, legally defending the program, because we don't want the program challenged. We want to be able to work under it. So we use our legal, the terminology, we use the methodology established by the Federal Transit Administration, changed from FY05. We built our program off that methodology, and that's how we establish our defensible, clearly established goal. The issue then becomes there's nothing stopping us from receiving that goal, achieving higher, which is consistent with our result.
Yeah, I understand the methodology. Well, I'm understanding the methodology. I haven't read it, but I understand what you said about the methodology. I guess you can take an aggressive approach with that methodology, or you can take a more conservative approach. I'm assuming based on what you said, you're taking a conservative approach with the methodology.
I think we've taken a consistent approach as consistent. I think the issue is that the methodology, I mean, it has changed in these 2 years and may reflect, you know, the policies of the current FDA, made it hard for us to have anything higher than theory that with our record of attainment, it hasn't been a big issue. We've beaten it in just about every year.
Of course, we want to be able to defend it. After all, Mr. Graham was saying, to the extent that the methodology changes, you know, we can increase it as we did in both doing before. And of course, we want to put that in the field. Now, what I heard just now is that all of the data is not complete, even though it must be submitted by the end of business today, which is kind of amazing to me. We have 15.3% actual as of this date, but we expect to achieve the 16% in June.
Yes, sir, we do. And please keep in mind that the data that we're compiling for today is for the first 6 months. So we're 6 months into the year.
I understand, but it's almost 12 o'clock to see if I close the business, but it's not finished yet. I can understand that's another issue. On the dollar side, we have expected federal dollars for 05 and 06, and I guess the 16% for 06 is about 16% of 246 million.
Yes.
And how much money to date then has the DDE funds received or been paid by the amount of 246 million?
I will have to get that data. Staff pulling those numbers together, and it's quite possible that they have that done now. I've been here waiting for this meeting, and I've been working on that.
You can't provide that to me. We will provide
it. I just want to know, how much money you're talking about, actual dollars you're talking about, as opposed to projection. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, just to try to get it to reiterate, and I hope Mr. Scott will correct me if I'm wrong, this is the third time I've sat through this discussion now, and I just want to reiterate again, the whole notion of the program is that we get to a zero goal at some point.
Some point, that is the direction of the goal.
That's correct. And the reason we have to continue to lower the goal is because if we set the goal too high, as it were, the way the federal standards are, that they could actually force us to not have the program at all. By setting it too high and
not the methodology that they have employed, it does expose us to challenge by the various contractors. So that's
the non-DDE contractors would then be challenging our ability to implement the work. So there's this counterintuitive almost proposition that we need to hit the happy medium and the balance relative to the federal rules, relative to the number and the jobs at hand. And you know, we have this discussion annually now. And I think it's simple, and I hope that we could just move forward with a vote as possible.
Well, we don't want to disappoint Mr. Smith, so we'll keep on having it. I'm sorry, did you raise your hand? I just want to reiterate 2 points here. Correct me. If both Mr. Solomon and Mr. Graham had an opportunity to raise this goal higher, would we be able to say that we would reflect any more dollars than we would be doing in these years where we have exceeded the goal to those DDE firms?
So these are the protective problems, and I'd like to reiterate something that Mr. Kang mentioned, that is the methodology that we're using. We would have to have empirical data to support whatever goal we came up with. So that would be a problem in terms of raising the goal.
And I guess to conclude this, the formulas that we are following from FTA guidelines are based upon the distribution of what dollars we are receiving, federal versus non-federal.
Yes, ma'am.
And therefore, my assurance of this program working in the way that we would like to see it is to ensure that the DDE applicants and awardees actually get an opportunity to receive the highest level of dollars that are available in there, no matter what the formula says. And I think if we can get the report back there on a consistent basis so that we can see what those dollars are, then I feel we're meeting what that mission is. The formula is an FTA formula that we have to abide by in order to efficiently operate this program to meet our mission.
Correct. Mr. Tang, what do you said, the formula that we're using to employ strictly is the floor. We can be better than the floor, and we can rise above that. And that's what we seek to do each year.
I think the best way for, I think, our oversight of this is to see on a regular basis the applicant pool and the dollar distribution, because that's when we're going to know whether or not we are efficiently operating it so that we can exceed the goal, or, as you might say, is the goal in any way hindering us? I think the goal to me is somewhat of a fictitious piece. It's who really is going to get these dollars, and can we tell through the application process and through the awarding process that we're giving folks a fair opportunity?
I think that's fair, and I think you can report to you. Provide that information to you.
Okay, Mr.
Brand. Yeah, just quickly, I mean, obviously, where the goal may work for this system, this is bad for all the years, is if we were to take the attitude of we're just going to make the goal and no more. And if we were to take that attitude, then what we would see is we'd see a falling off in terms of our achievement. Now, if as you say, we're going to continue to excel and be aggressive about this particular area of our interest, then we should continue to produce achievements over 20%. And thus, ultimately, you're right. I mean, then it becomes a somewhat ridiculous and perhaps not very meaningful situation. But on the other hand, if you see FY06 with this very low goal, which is lower than the prior two fiscal years, we see ourselves hovering around 16%. That would suggest to me that we have just made the goal and no more, and thus it would be problematic for you in the future. I'm willing to see the outcome of FY06 to see just how we're doing.
I think if we could see the applicant numbers as well as dollar numbers, then we could have a better sense of whether or not we're being driven to the low end of the goal, or are we actually dealing with real actual applicant numbers and dollar amounts.
But for me, as one member of this board, I want to be more aggressive than this federal government.
Well, let me ask the question to make sure I understand what you're saying. The goal for 2006 is 16%, and we have attained 15.3%. Right, so for the next 6 months, we only expect to attain 7%, 7/10?
No, we're just saying that that's where we are today. We have 6 months to go. We are basically trying to find out where we are, but we believe we will exceed the goal of 16% for the FY06.
Well, I guess my question is, to what extent do you think you will exceed it since you have reached it? Is that a maintenance level? You've done 15% of what you've done so far.
Thus far, we've
and
done
so you expect that you'll have at least that for what you'll do subsequent to. But you don't have. I mean, the year is up.
No.
You have now another 6 months of experience for fiscal year 06, right?
Yeah,
you just haven't computed what
We have 6 months of experience right now, but we still have time frame to go before the end of the federal fiscal year to add to that figure.
The goals except for the federal fiscal year.
Oh, the federal fiscal year, not out of the federal. All right, so the 6 months that we are reporting are October 1 through March 31st. That's the federal 6 months.
That's
right. So this FY06 is the federal FY06, which doesn't end until September 30, 06?
Yes, right.
Yes.
Okay, that's, and the percentage that you use, the calculation that you use, is based on the dollars that are available that we expect to qualify under this program.
And then, of course, we also have to meet the other federal procurement guidelines. In my previous experience,
no further discussion, then I'll call for a vote. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved.
I'm sure I'd like to be registered in the voting program.
Becky Sprint.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of the meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And, I would like to move that the board be in executive session to deal with personnel matters. A motion and a second. Without any opposition, we will do that. Thank you.